Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Hey, here it is. TGIF, right? Yeah, this has been some kind of weird week. Wonder if it's been like that for you, too. It seemed longer than usual. And maybe that's how it feels when you've got a big agenda, you know, lots that you're taking care of. So anyway, I want to remind everyone, as usual, especially those that may be new. Excuse me?
I'm singing. Singing away.
Especially those who might be new with us. I'm using ordinary playing cards for the readings that we will be giving here during the show. This is how personal prophecy readings are given, as the way that my grandmother taught me to conduct these readings. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our calls, rather than just, you know, one, two, five, however many, cards that others use. I prefer to use the full 24-card layout. So just wanted to let you know so that we can also make the distinction that this is not tarot and it's not oracle card reading or any of the other systems out there. This is personal prophecy, which I feel stands alone and is really quite remarkable in how dynamic and energy-filled these readings are. So with that, I'm going to turn you all over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I want to remind folks out there, if you are an international caller, international Facebook viewer, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs like we're going to do to nobody right now. To nobody. But as they come, we'll give it to them. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. So anytime they show up, we will give it to them.
Fridays tend to be really different show nights, especially during the warmer months and when we get closer to the holidays. People are probably, out doing happy hour, they're running errands, going to movies, they might even be going to sleep. So I'm going to turn it back over to Jim.
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message. It says you can listen to the show while you wait, and it's a true statement. You'll be in the queue, but you'll hear the show. Or if you call before the show, you'll hear music. But either way, you hear something. If you hear nothing, something technical went wrong, just typically hanging up, calling back fixes it. It's no big deal. We see the phone callers and stuff, so we'll see. We actually physically see the queue, too. So it's not like you're on hold and you're like, gee, I wonder if they'll get to me, and they don't even know I'm here. We know you're there. Don't worry about it. They have a visual thing, too. We see the cue, vision, and we will get to you. We shall do so. When you hear that sound, that is a sign, a signal that your reading has been concluded. It's free. It must come to an end probably sooner than you would rather it be, but it must.
Yeah.
When you hear that, we're going to wrap it. Or it has been wrapped, but please do not interrupt me, because now I can't talk.
Well, there's no rebel cards out here.
Oh, well, you could have told me that after I finished my sentence.
Yeah.
All right, guys, just when you hear the harp, shut the fuck up. All right, there you go. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to give you a rebel card reading tonight. That's right, you won't be hearing that sound. You'll be hearing
That sound.
It's a different night. It's a different animal.
Trouble either way.
But let me finish, at least, because then I just stop, like a deer in a headlight.
But I forget.
Then that's, well, see, but so, Doesn't mean you can screw my shtick up. Shtick up, shtick up. So a rebel card. You'll get a single rebel card before we move on. So when you hear the, don't forget the harps.
Yeehaw!
That's for every other show. For Fridays, it is a rebel card. So you'll hear the rebel yes. Same thing, though. That means your reading's over. But don't hang up. Don't go bye-bye, because we're going to give you a single rebel card before we move on to the next person. All right, well, I get the rebel cards out. You can said you wanted to chit-chat with the folks, or you want to wait a while?
I think we're going to wait to see if we actually populate
here. Well,
we
got folks listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll wait. We'll bring it up later.
Digging out the cards. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Cards are coming on out. Want me to take a caller?
Yeah, we could do a caller.
Want to
sure.
do this instead of just sitting here and people watching me be dum-dum?
Sure.
All right, first caller is going to be area code 216 from Cleveland, Ohio, I believe. 216, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to have you with us.
Greetings. It's me again, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I called last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm hanging. No, I'm hanging in there. You know, I started my new job this week. Well, I'm still kind of training, but, oh, boy, that's the question I have. Can you look in this? I know you looked last week. The week went fine. Do you feel me working out in this department? Do you feel me working out in this department, or are I going to post out for something else? I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, do you feel like you're a stranger in a strange land as far as the work goes?
It's just a different job. It's not my other job. I loved going in. It was a career to me. This is a job. It's nothing that I would have chosen. But like I said, I haven't really gotten into the nuts and bolts yet. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give it a chance.
Do they have training going on, or are you just thrown in there?
No, they're training. The people are really nice. It's just a job.
Oh, I see. So there's no fulfillment there for you. No kind of satisfaction.
I work at the bank. I've always worked on the investment side. I love the investment part of banking. I'm on the other side now. I'm on the banking part of it. I'm still an analyst, but it's a totally different type. I like working with the investments better. So
I get that.
All right, well, the cards are going down. At least you have an open mind and are going to give it a shot.
Thank you again for answering my question. Okay.
Oh, of course.
Well, you folks that call in make the show. So thank you for calling in and being holding and being caller number one. Well, yes. Yes, indeed. So we appreciate that, too.
Yes, and while I'm laying out your cards, I wanted to mention to everybody, I received a very gratifying message just a little bit ago. There was a woman that she would call at the show, excuse me, quite regularly, and she was so concerned about a kitten that she'd given away to a family.
Okay.
And she felt the way that the children were treating the kitten as they were leaving. She really worried about the cat's welfare. Well, her readings had always shown that that cat was going to come back to her, that they were going to decide, no, and today she let me know the kitty is back with her as of today. And I thought that was awesome. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you would think by this point that I would be so used to it. But every time I hear back, I'm just as delighted as if I was a newbie at this.
You feel honored. I don't blame you. I don't. This is what you do. You love to help people. I think that's really great. Wow.
Well, thank you so very much. I want to tell you that I think that you're going to ultimately want to post, or what did you say, post for another job?
Yeah, position.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, though. There's a man that you're working with that is going to be really kind of frustrated by that and not want to lose you. So you may find you're impressing them more than you think as time goes on. So Yeah, but you know, you have to go to work knowing that what you do is worthwhile for you and for the customer, you know, the bank member that you're working with.
I'm going to do my best. I'm going to still do my best, of course. You know what I mean? I have a job, but I am.
And I really think, though, Sharon, you're going to end up wanting to move on. And even though they want to keep you, they can fill that job pretty easily from what I see.
Oh, I
know.
It's
just that this one man really is going to become attached to you in the workplace. He really is going to like your work ethic and that sort of thing. But I want you to be aware you are going to start making more money in the future. Now, does that come with a different position in your banking system?
Well, yes. That's so funny that this position, you're absolutely right. They give incentives on everything. You can make an extra like $3,000 or $4,000 a year. You're right. But I'm happy with my salary, but they don't give bonuses. At my other job, they gave bonuses. So it equals out, but I think you could still make more in this department on the incentives that they give you. Do you know what I'm – yeah.
Jim's nodding too, so.
Well, I mean, I understand what she's saying. I don't get bonuses or incentives, but I understand what she's saying.
Yeah, my other job I did. But if I got a new position, I'm sure that if it was for a higher up, I'd get a little bit of a raise for that also. But I'm also probably get a raise in the – or, you know, a raise in the first of the year. But you
it's
really,
looking
go
good.
On.
Looks good for you. Real good. I do feel, and we're going to talk in years now. I want you to know that years down the road, you're going to end up somewhere else. Maybe it's within their system. I mean, are they part of, like, say, a national, I don't know.
They're
I know
huge.
Hospitals are
they're huge.
Go ahead.
They're,
yeah.
They're huge.
Well, I see you with a substantial raise down the road, and you're going to be sitting pretty. I really do think that it's going to ultimately come to you. Oh,
wow.
I want to share this with you. That woman that was kind of like an albatross around your neck, she can
yes.
tell everybody how happy she is, but deep down inside, she's miserable in her.
She thinks that her manager in that department is going to make her a co-manager.
Sure.
When she told me that, you better hope they backed up what they tell you. This type of person who's her manager, I can't imagine any guy who's been the chief for years would want to bring on a partner for another manager. Guys just don't do that. I'm trying to be rational here. I hope she gets what she wants, but she's really not happy in that position, is she?
No.
Co-management is such a – there's more negatives to positives to such a system.
I know.
I mean,
the only place
I've ever seen that was on the fictional show The Office where they had two bosses. If you have two bosses, how is their leadership? Who do you go to? People are going
to
try playing the bosses against each other if they have disputes. Nothing good will come of it.
So, no, she's going to just present herself as, boy, she's walking a road to big success, but deep inside, she is not. Yes.
Yeah! Here's
your rebel card.
One more question, my sweetie. Do you feel
All
that
right.
I will post, do you feel that I'll have an, if I post for a job, it'll be by the first of the year or maybe by spring, or is that too hard right now to tell?
I think the first of the year. People are going to be coming and going. You're going to notice people are not going to be happy with what they were moved to. They're going to seek other employment. And I really think that I think we should focus on the first of the year for you.
I know. And just focus on doing a good job at what I'm doing because that's what's important. You know what I mean? I know.
Exactly.
Well, especially if you do have to post.
Yeah.
You want to leave as, you know, as a good employee to their next
thing.
Employee.
Oh, my God. God, I cannot believe she's not happy in that job. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
great.
She's not happy as a person. This woman has a lot of emotional issues. Big time. You know, it's sad. But go ahead.
All right. Real quick, here is your
Thank
rebel
you.
Card. The rebel card subject is, you think someone is lying, they are.
So you
got to figure out what that is about. Somebody's lying. You think someone's lying, this card's saying, oh, they are.
That's her.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, because you just said she's telling everybody that everything's great now, and obviously.
You know, that's a bad thing
full
to
of
do.
Full of poop.
Doing that is very, if you think about it, it's very pompous. It's
to do what?
It's being telling everybody, oh, I'm going to have this, you know, high and mighty job, and, you know, you're all going to stay peons.
A lot of true colors will be coming out when you do that kind of stuff.
Yes.
A really good person, good worker and stuff isn't going to do that. All right. Well, thank you very much. Glad you held for us. Again, you know, you are always welcome to do so.
We love following your story.
Absolutely. And like I say, all of you folks make the show. We don't make the show.
Otherwise, I'd have to sit here and just look at him as he's
nose
or whatever.
We might have to play poker or something with the cards. Actual poker cards, we might actually have to play poker. So thank you very, very much. International shout-outs are due. The first one shall be to Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia.
Yay, Rachel.
And the second one is to Sophia.
Who is
in Spain, and I would assume. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I assume she's still there.
Very late for her.
Those are our international folks, and welcome to all the folks that are international or not. All of you. I try to sometimes say welcome and stuff, but as the show gets rolling, sometimes it gets hard to keep up with the folks coming and going on the Facebook.
Yes, and I didn't get a chance to say, but Michelle, I feel terrific that you got your kitty back.
Yeah, and like I was told her, I was like, she told the story, but she's not going to put a name out. That's up to you to decide if you want your name to be known that it's your story.
Well, she was telling everybody.
I know, but I said, well, we didn't say your name because kind of a privacy.
Well, right, when I brought it up.
Yeah, it's a privacy thing. So, yeah. If you didn't want to raise your hand and say it's me with a kitty, that's fine. We didn't say your name. It was nothing. It was a positive, good story anyway.
I had a bad vibe about the kids. You know, children sometimes mean well. Their love is rough. You know, good kitty is they're beating the hell out of.
Yeah, and a lot of it is before.
Or there's just plain meanness.
Well, and a lot of it is they feed off of each other. A lot of times, if it's just one child, you know, they might be a little rough, but then they learn right away. A lot of times, you get a bunch of these siblings together, and they all encourage each other to do bad things.
Yeah.
And they don't think about the animal having feelings and stuff. So, yep. All right, I just got rid of a jackwad here.
Okay, you take care of it.
I took care of it. I'm wrapping it up now.
I got to tell you, it's not always children. I read a heartbreaking story on, I believe it was like CNN. It was one of the bigger media outlets. And they said that they had arrested a woman who went out on a highway and she threw a dog into the oncoming traffic. The dog lived by the grace of God.
But that could kill people too, and the dog. Car accident and stuff.
Yeah.
That could kill kids, dogs, everybody on the road could start having wrecks and dying. That could kill everything.
Okay. Well,
somebody should have said, hey, your turn. Throw her ass in front of traffic and make it 18 wheelers.
Something like that. I mean, the way people treat, innocent, helpless.
Kids and dogs.
Animals.
Yep. And little kids.
And children.
Yeah, kids and dogs. Yep.
Boy, it's a terrible world we live in, I guess, but.
The problem is the news media is going to show you, for every hideous story like that, there's probably hundreds and thousands of great
stories.
They're
never going to share.
But people will go to sleep. They don't want to read them.
That's
like,
right.
Oh, look at that. This person was really nice to a bunch of dogs. It's nice, but it's dirty laundry, like the Don Henley song, Dirty Laundry. People love it when people lose.
That song is somebody myself who has worked within, we'll say, media as a reporter, as a columnist, all that kind of stuff. that song could not be more true.
100%.
When you can go into the office and I got it.
If you listen to the lyrics, everything is true on there.
Yeah.
Talking about an airplane crash and stuff like that.
You get the widow on the.
Yep. These hurricanes come and we get the Weather Channel. That's when their ratings shoot up. They can start charging a lot of money for commercials because they send all these people right there to watch all these hurricanes come and level towns. Yep. International shout out to Virgil in the land of the Ings. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he's asking you a question.
Well, I can't really answer it. I can answer after we go to the phones. I'll
that is a real song. It's also the name of a book called Stranger in a Strange Land. But there is a song by Leon Russell. Is he still living? My God, that's from a long time ago. But yeah, that would be a good song to listen to. And thank you for bringing that up. And I think I'll do it right now. I have been asked by several. Deb, you used to do these reviews of various websites. Can you touch on that again? Yes, I definitely will. I have two to bring you tonight. And I want you to know that I don't do this in a bogus way. I go on them. I use my real pictures. I use my real story. And I don't pay because there's a reason that people are running these websites. I don't think it's to enable love to, circle the globe. I think it's for the green stuff.
Life is about that.
Yeah, it's about making money.
Insurance companies don't give two shits if you get a heart transplant. They got to make money, and they got to get it off premiums on lots of people to help pay for some of those things. If they don't make money, they're going to be out of business.
And I agree.
That's what they're doing.
So I started with eHarmony, been on there a few weeks, like 2 weeks. I have to say, I really think they have decent people on there. They have that you do such and such with questionnaires. I mean, it's almost like a psychological, what do they call those things now that they're doing them? It's like an Enneagram where you go now to apply for a job. They have you take a psychological test. Like, one of the questions would be something like, if you saw another employee stealing, would you help? Would you turn it into management? Things like that, where a lot of the questions were, it could be tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but that kind of question is just, I think that's more of a, are you an idiot question?
Really?
Because if you say no, then you're stupid to know that at least you should automatically write yes if you want this job, whether you believe it or not.
Because they're going to look at you.
They're going to be like, oh, you really honestly are going to admit to me that you wouldn't turn an employee in for stealing from the company. Well, then obviously I'm not hiring you. And obviously you're an idiot because you should know what the right answer is to that question for getting a job anyway, whether you would do it or not.
Didn't you say you took a test like that?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
I've applied way long ago even to just in retail, and I had to fill out that psychological, whatever you want, questionnaire, I guess is what it would be. Anyway, eHarmony does have good people. The fees depends. If you're willing to financially invest in your own future, you can do it. They offer like such a, the scale is, it's very flexible. As far as you can pay for the whole year and get a great big discount, or you can just pay for a month if you want. But I thought the people that made contact with me, the men, were older.
They fart dust.
Yeah, they were kind of too old. I mean, I'm like a guy with some life still in him, Not some old codger. And then I over to international, see what's cooking. On there you can have either just regular or you can go international. And I went with international. Oh boy. Some characters there, I'll tell you. Rachel, Australia, men from Australia are very active on eHarmony. And not that bad looking. But they're younger. They would probably be too young for me. Then I went to datemyage.com. This is a website that advertises so much, and it has such propaganda involved in their ads. Oh, they show a very elegant lady in an evening or cocktail dress, and she's being picked up by a man that seems like he's wearing a very nice tuxedo. And, oh, he's so debonair, and he's so charming. He's got this lovely trimmed beard. And you know what, you get on there, I'm going to tell you, if you want attention, Date My Age is going to give you attention. You name the country, you're going to hear from a guy. He may be as young as 30, and he may be as old as 75. And I'll tell you, the thing where people, well, I'm sorry it's boring for you, but some of them out there might be interested to know what are really good dating websites. Anyway.
Okay, folks.
So as far as Date My Age, they're all a bunch of players, playboys, maybe scammers. And I said, not that, not for me. I'm not going to stay here more than 1 week. And I already have a bad feeling about it. So just wanted to let you know. But yes, Rachel, you have a lot of lonely men in Australia. You do. And they talk about making a woman breakfast in bed. And I'm thinking, yeah, how much is that?
Why'd you single Rachel out?
Rachel's from Australia.
Okay.
And I was talking about Australian men.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't catch that part. I was like, what are you bringing? Are you picking on Rachel?
But
you stop picking on her, man.
Your men are very trim.
You stop picking
that
on her.
I saw. They're trim. A lot of them are not drinkers that I saw.
Because nobody drinks in Australia.
Many fishermen.
No.
I'm just saying. A lot of them were retired, but they feel I'm too far away. You know, and I thought, well, okay. I can buy that. Yeah, it's funny you brought up the royal family there, Virgil. I got onto something today with a whole bunch of stories about the royal, what did I call them? The royal family?
Yes.
I hope I did. Oh, my God, you people can keep them. They are gaggish. Just, you know, and they have, from England, they have body language that are describing. Now, one thing that was a real tell was Catherine, Princess Catherine.
Don't look at me.
She's a beautiful girl.
I don't know shit about him except the guy with the big ears and the bitch that died. That's the only thing I know about him as far as names. That's it. I don't know anybody else's name.
They were brought to London for the opening of Maverick, the Top Gun movie. And she was wearing...
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, they were invited to it. And they went, her and William. And what was hilarious is she's wearing one of those skinny, like, mermaid dresses. I don't know if any of you would know. But anyway, Tom Cruise is the one who took her hand. And her husband, you know, Baldy there, was looking like, what the fuck?
I don't know who that is.
Her husband.
Whose husband?
Yeah, Princess
Catherine. Is that? I don't know these people. I don't know who they are. I don't know.
Well,
all I said, I know some old raisin died that lived 1,500 years. And I know that Alfred E. Newman with the big ears took over as the king. That's what I know about that whole family there.
That's Charles.
Yeah, I know that guy. I know those two names.
And he cheated on Diana.
But whatever.
Who was God's angel?
Of course she was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
pure as white snow, because she never did anything that would tarnish and punish her anything.
I think she was having an affair with the stable boy or man, stable man, the ginger-haired, likely father of her son, Harry. Okay, but I was just mentioning that the photographer snapped a picture of Catherine holding Tom Cruise's hand, which they said was very way out of the ordinary. She should have been holding her husband's hand, but he took her hand, and as they're going up these stairs, she's looking at him like, what I wouldn't do to get you out of that tuxedo. I mean, the look was just drooling. I thought, that's awesome. All right. Okay, hold tight, Michelle. We'll get to you guys.
Yeah, that. If you saw the pinned comment I had.
What?
It did say, it said, we will take the Facebook Live watchers as we are able to.
Oh, okay, but let us call on you, or tell you to call.
Yes, that's always the rule. That's always the rule. We will formally, it'll be, if it's not crystal clear that we're taking Facebook calls, we're not, because we make it clear. That's the rule of thumb.
Well, Virgil, apparently you have a very low opinion of dating websites, and that's why I'm doing these reviews of actually going on there, interacting with some of the members. They give you free time in the beginning. And if Australian men have to go on there, what do you think that's saying about their own country women? They can't find any.
I don't know what it says that.
What does it say?
I don't know what it says. I don't know anything. I think all websites suck balls.
And maybe a lot of them want to come to the land of milk and honey here in the U.S. of A.
Whoa. Where was that written? The last time I ever saw that terminology was in the frickin' Bible, and it sure as hell wasn't about this continent, because they didn't know shit about this continent.
Well,
the land of the milk and honey.
I guess you have to be watching. Man, they're sinfully delicious for me. I watch those 90 Day Fiancé shows.
Oh, well, there you go.
90 Days the Other Way.
Poison.
And these are women in America, or men.
You should sniff glue while you do it.
It's an American one that gets involved over the internet with somebody from another country. Australia, Brazil, UK, that kind of thing. So, anyway, all right, I said what I was going to say. Next time I'll have two more, and we'll see which one turned out to be the best. AOL has free dating. I don't know if a lot of you know, at the top of your phone when you're on, Facebook. AOL does have dating too. I'm talking Facebook. There's a heart on the top menu. That's their dating site. And there's a lot of desperados there too.
Well, that's what everybody's looking for, is the desperados, of course. If that is the catch of all catches, that's what you dream of. Mom and Dad raised me to have a desperado in my life. That's what they want.
Well, yeah, if they're real, I wish they would vet all these people. And Bumble does. Bumble is pretty interesting. Women pick the men, and it's free, unless you're a man. But didn't you have to pay when I asked you to?
They wanted me to.
Experiment.
If you want to do anything, any kind of anything, they want. It's nobody. Everybody's in it for the money. Fucking money. That's all you got. When I go to review a site, I say, they're there to make money. That's my review.
Well, you met some lovely lasses on there.
On where?
On Bumble.
That is couldn't be any less true than truer of true truths.
You showed them to me. You didn't go out and meet them, but I mean,
I didn't show them to you because I would have wanted not that image to be burned into your fucking retina, Deb. So I didn't meet anything lovely on fucking Bumble.
That one that was from Dallas, she had the big cowboy hat on, and she had fringy vest, and she said, "Hey, why don't you come play?" I remember that.
And the picture was this big. And big. That's how big the picture is, too. Because you got to pay to have all those features if you want things to be better. Yep. It's all about the money, man. You know what? Fuck them. Fuck them all.
We have a matchmaker here in Virginia Beach.
Called Fuck 'em.
She costs $500 a month.
And she fucks them.
She will only introduce you to, say, men or women that you would have an interest in. Okay, you accept the date. She sets it up. And after so many months, if you don't find the right one for you, you get your money back. But it's $500 a month.
Yeah, but I bet it's not that simple.
No.
Because even if you did, hey, we're going to get married. I love you. But we'll tell her that we hate each other so we get our money back. It's not that simple to get your money back.
She probably has a gumshoe who will follow them around after to see if they are together, and then she can sue them. The facelifted ones do look worse, do absolutely look worse. I don't know how that came up.
Why did you say that facelift? Where did you say that? Why did you say that?
Richard,
oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Somebody said here.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't. Yeah, okay.
All right, we should get back to what we're supposed to be doing.
Then let's get back to where we belong. I think that's a song.
I don't know.
38 Special. Hello. All right, 434, Virginia, welcome. You know who this is.
Hey, Khalil.
Oh, hey, hon. How are you?
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good.
We're doing great. We're glad you called.
Yeah, good to hear.
You know, you call on a regular basis. It's not like daily or weekly, but it is kind of a regular, like 3 to 4 week thing, it seems like, lately, and we like that.
Yeah, I'm going to, I'm getting involved with Parks and Rec again. And basically, I was wondering if you see some friendships happening with because basically Parks and Rec is doing stuff with UVA, and I was wondering if you see me getting hanging out with some UVA people, like doing like things like playing video games, going to movies, doing camping trips and stuff like that, because I'm going to do it with them twice.
What is UVA?
University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Deb. Cavaliers. UVA.
UVA.
Yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be Arlington?
No. Arlington's up in Northern Virginia. University of Virginia, he's talking about. It is a big, giant college.
Okay.
Oh. And it's in Charlottesville.
Oh, so he's
being He's not talking about UVA. UVA is what they call the University of Virginia, UVA.
Yeah. How do you do the duck lips?
I'm just telling you. I'm not making fun of you because it's us college sports guys are like, oh, like, holy crap, you didn't know that? Because college sports, you know, we're talking all this stuff, Texas A&M, UVA. You throw that stuff out there all the time and call it football season. Big time.
Well,
as soon as you said UVA, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm automatically,
I'm sorry.
I know it's not your fault.
I'm not quite
That's why I was saying, why I was saying, you, that was not something that you were like, huh?
It's in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Way out, you know. Well, where everything's west of us because we're right on the coast. But yes, it's out west. Go west, young man. We're Virginia Tech, or a lot of people say VaTech or VA Tech. That is in Blacksburg.
Oh,
Virginia.
That's where all those murders happened.
No, they didn't, actually. There's not very many murders in Blacksburg. You're thinking of some other place. Not in Virginia.
Virginia Tech.
Oh, that was the mass shooting that one day.
Yeah.
Oh, you made it sound like it was like that serial killer type stuff.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that was, I think that 10 years.
From Tron. Wasn't his name like Tron? Something weird.
That was like over 10 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a long time ago. UVA had a mass shooting last in a bus where some guy shot a bunch of UVA football players. I think that was at the end of the season last season. Some disgruntled ex-football player went on there on a bus thing, and they had gone to some academic event and shot a whole bunch of football players and people.
Oh, that's right.
That was UVA. All right, anyway.
All right.
Let's get away from this horrible
shit
and let's get back to Camille.
For you, hon. Oh, yeah. I think there's definitely going to be an opportunity for you there. Definitely. Looks really good for you, too. Okay? And I hope that you pursue it. So.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, good. They really need people like you.
And I miss the day because all the stuff going on. Is this the is it Parks and Recreation or something, or what's he doing?
Yeah. I used to volunteer with them, but, like, I'm doing some other things now, so. Basically, I volunteer, and then I'll participate in Parks and Rec as well.
Awesome. And where's this at? Where's this located at where you're going to go participate?
It's going to be at the UVA grounds, and I'm not sure where the pumpkin carving is going to be at.
So basically, it is at Charlottesville area, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Because nowadays, in all these universities, I cannot admit it. They have a lot of satellite little campus locations and stuff, so sometimes you can participate with them, and that's not even near the main campus. That's cool. It's the main campus. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, they're looking for good role models. It's definitely a need there. So I really feel you could do some very positive work.
Sure. Huh? Volunteers, it's always a good thing.
Well, and what I'm picking up is that the both of those entities, Parks and Recreation and the college, they're concerned about the high rates of addiction and the drinking that's going on and the lives that are getting wrecked. And they want to try to bring forward, things that would constructively help these
people. Are losing touch with the basic things in life and nature that because of all the technology, the way we've evolved, being out there into nature and all the things that it has to offer. You know, that's cool that there's stuff out there. That is a good thing. That is very therapeutic for anybody.
Well, and we have an extremely high in the state Commonwealth of Virginia. We have an extremely high fentanyl death rate going on. Yeah, I pay attention to the news. I just recently heard that.
All right, Khalil, hey, this is a good card. It's a rebel card. Now, the first message probably is going to be like, what? But when you hear the second one, it's great. The first message is get over yourself, pull yourself together. And the second one's help people, give back, do good stuff for humanity. So I think this just goes what he's doing, all that.
And I think the get over yourself is about maybe lack of confidence, you know, or.
I gotcha.
Like having low self-esteem.
Yeah, in other words, we are our own worst enemy sometimes on doing things, right?
Yeah.
We actually put up our own roadblocks. They're not real roadblocks. We make them because of lack of self-confidence and stuff, right?
Right. And we do. We create our own roadblock.
And right, the fact that you're planning to do this, you're removing a roadblock. You actually are picking one up and moving it out of the way, like they put these little construction things they put in the road. You're removing a roadblock, and by doing so, you'll continue to do so. And it's always going to be a good thing to do that.
Yeah. No small horses in
no way. When is this?
It's sometime in October. Doing those two things.
That'll be cool. Well, that's just right around the corner. We're coming up on the middle of the damn month already.
And there's
September.
Halloween is everywhere.
Oh, already. Yeah. Everything's Halloween, pumpkins, all that crap already. Christmas crap's coming out next, folks. All right. Well, thanks a lot. We wish you the best of luck. And you got to keep us in the loop. Call back.
I will.
Yeah,
thank you.
Please do.
Yep. And you're doing a good job. Keep on helping out.
You know, one of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard, and I can't remember who said it, but she said, if you're afraid, do it anyway. Do it afraid. And I think that is really, you know, really great advice. There are things that we can all be afraid of taking a step forward, but do it afraid. What's going to happen? You're going to hyperventilate, have a huge anxiety / panic attack. Well, you'll recover from that, too.
It is like a therapy thing a lot of times.
Yeah.
It is. A lot of times, like I say, we are our own worst enemies, people, sometimes. And we have convinced ourselves there's all these roadblocks and hurdles and mountains to climb, and there really isn't. Because we lack self-confidence or we're scared of gamble. You're scared of negative results when you take a chance on something. So we invent all these, oh, my God, there's a million reasons I can't do this. Holy
well,
no, dear God, no.
Yes, and
but
also, if you come from a childhood background where all you ever heard is how stupid you are, how worthless you are, you know, these negative statements do have a great effect on that child that grows up into the adult.
Oh, that's their development stage,
mm-hmm.
Right? Physically and mentally, more so. I mean, physically, they're developing. They're gonna if you feed them and clothe them and give them medical care, they're gonna physically develop without anything. But as far as the emotional, mental stuff, that you got to be careful there with the kids.
Saying those, you know,
just in general.
Mm-hmm.
In general, they're little tape recorders, they're little copycats, they're little copy machines. Mommy and daddy do crack and play with guns. Why the hell won't I do that?
But
their friends do it. Everybody else does it.
Hell of a lot of people that work their way out of that.
They do. You're right. But it's their predisposition. They've already have a hurdle in front of them since they were raised in that environment. It's going to be harder for them to resist. following in the footsteps of all their friends and family and all the neighbors and buddies that are all doing these bad things.
And then the thing is, where does that give you a will to live? Mm-hmm. I mean, I because I've been traumatized so much by suicides all around me, anytime I have a disagreement with somebody, my first thought is, oh, my God, I hope she doesn't go kill herself or himself. You know, I feel like where does the will to live come from? And how come some of us have it and some of us don't? And I think it's cheap to just say, well, they're mentally ill. Give them a pill. You know, I think that, believe me, I'm not going down B.O.B.'s road here. I'm saying that it's too bad we can't get to them sooner, you know, when they're younger. There's Deb with her soapbox moment. All right, let's do it.
Well, you know, they make those soapboxes pretty strong, apparently, because people get on that shit all the time and stand on them, and they don't collapse. But you know what? When that term came out, boxes were made out of boxes, wood.
They were.
You don't stand on boxes nowadays. There's a cardboard. You boom. Yep. Everything was cardboard, and tin cans were made out of tin. Then they went to steel. You didn't crush those.
Aren't they aluminum now?
No, I mean, the cans, a lot of them are still steel.
Those are canned goods?
The real cans, yeah. But I'm just saying. But, I mean, they're not tin like they used to be. Tin is a precious metal.
Oh.
So, all right, let us keep on. Let's keep on, keep on. And we're going to go to area code 520.
Oh,
you've been holding for 3 months in the back of all of us.
Oh, God.
The most patient woman on the planet.
Hi, angels, both.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
You are not going to believe what happened today. You are not going to believe it. Not in a million years. I got up. I put the makeup on. I put the clothes on. I was going to go to the coffee and kick ass in a friendly way. And I got in my car with everything, my bag and the whole bit, and the car wouldn't start. The battery was dead.
No.
And he had not left. My neighbor had not left. He also goes to the coffee, unfortunately. I was the one that introduced him, but oh well. And so the tow service took 5 hours to come and get me. And so I was in a daze.
What?
And then
the tow service took 5 hours to come get her and take care of her jumping.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It took her five hours to get jumped.
So then I got a jump from the tow service when he finally got here, and he drove blocks around. I could see him driving around where I live, and I kept shouting at him to come back, and then motorcycle people were passing me, motorcycle guys, and I kept waving at them.
Somebody else in there.
So I was doing double duty.
Well, it's good that you have your priorities straight.
Yeah, and so then the guy, I chewed his fanny out. I said, you know, I don't know, 5 hours, that doesn't work. And so he said, okay, I'll drive, I'll follow you. So he followed me. And then
that was nice.
So it was an all-day affair. You know, I just got home after grocery shopping, and I didn't get any social stuff, and I'm wiped out. So I know.
Did he leave?
Oh, yeah, he took off.
No,
you
wait
know,
a
this
second.
Is so funny. Yeah.
I hope you haven't got. You said we would never believe this in a million years. I hope that wasn't it, the dead battery, because I would believe that in a million years.
No, I didn't believe it, and so he usually goes to the coffee punctually, and I was in my car punctually, and the battery was dead, so I had to get all my stuff out of the car, you know, and he can see me. He can see me. If he's choosing to watch me, he can see me. And so I put everything in, then I went in the car inside the house and called, you know, began calling. Well, he left about 30 minutes later, which is not like him. And then he took off, and I just got back, and he's back, and I don't know. What did the car say, Deb? I don't know.
No, you didn't feel that you could ask him to give you a jump, or you didn't know what it was.
We don't have jumpers. We've talked about that because there's another vehicle on the property, and that needed to be jumped. We had to call the assisted roadside assistance for that one, too.
Hey, Deb?
No, we don't have jumpers.
They've known each other for 11 months and he hasn't jumped yet. Why the hell would he jump her now?
Oh,
exactly. Exactly. Precisely. Oh, did you do that sound effect? I love it.
Yes, yeah. I had to do what they call the rim shot. Well, you know, things are better. I don't know. I don't know if you have AAA. I have full coverage insurance, and they do that.
That's
too.
What I have.
Yeah.
That's me.
And then you can go to a typical, the big chain outfits like Advanced Auto, AutoZone, Pep Boys.
Yeah.
Usually if you buy a battery, they'll come out and change it for you right there if you buy the battery there. So that's kind of,
you know, that's
what
my auto care place told me too. She said if I ever get stuck out of the area, so thank you for restating that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's to everybody out there. They will, if you buy a battery, because holy shit, those things are expensive nowadays, even for a piece of crap. They will come out and unless you have some kind of weird car, there's some weird cars out there where they got to like start dismantling an engine to get the battery. But if you have a normal battery placement, they'll come out, change the battery for you. All right, Deb.
Well, when was the last time the two of you actually had a conversation?
Okay, let's see, not today. And then was yesterday the one I was telling you about where he tipped his hat, or was that the day before? I can't remember. Might have been yesterday.
That was yesterday, I think. Well,
that's right. She did call yesterday. We did that last minute show Thursday. All right, go ahead.
You guys are.
That was the tap kipping.
Yes,
tap,
it was.
I said tap kipping.
Tap kipping.
Yes, you should always tap your kip. Cap tipping, folks.
Say that.
You have another drink, Jimbo.
It's a fun twister.
Oh.
Actually, if I had a drink, I would have said it right.
You guys are in a bad place right now.
Do it.
You're in a, it's an impasse that the two of you are at. And you know what usually happens is somebody's got to make a move. And he feels like everything between the two of you is fractured. It's destroyed. Okay, he thinks like, well, she's pretty much gone now, and he's going to just move on. You know, I don't think it hurts to have some kind of peace talk between you. Now I'm bringing my own agenda here, and I can't do that to you, Lisa. I am different, and I think it came because I was raised in such a hostile environment where people didn't talk to you, sometimes for years, just because you may have said the wrong thing. I want people to talk to me. You don't have to like me anymore, but at least show me the damn courtesy of telling me what the heck I did, okay? I think he owes you that. And you may have, see, for me, I would knock on the door and say, okay, guy, we're going to sit down and talk. And if he said, no, not right now, I'd say, oh, yeah, right now, to find out why he is treating you the way he is. And like I said, I don't expect to remain close friends with somebody that wants to act that way. But, oh, my God, nothing gets under my skin than people that do that. You know that. That don't just walk away from me and cut me off. Tell me.
Oh, well,
that's
a way of pushing
back to them. Yeah, it doesn't feel like he's cut me off. It feels like I'm supposed to, like he really made gestures when I was on my bike and he was walking toward me. Actually, I really felt at that moment when he was doing that, I felt like giving him the finger. And I even said whatever to him. I said, whatever. And he was at a distance. He had earplugs in his ears listening to music, and he made some friendly gestures, and I just felt at that moment in time I was angry at him for doing what he did, and then I felt like giving him the finger. I had to really resist giving him the finger, and he was smiling at me. He's not cutting me off. You know, I just haven't made. Usually when he goes out to the laundry room, you know, I'll run out there too, you know, with my coffee and everything. I don't know. I could do that tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know.
You know, I dated somebody a very long time ago, but he said something I've never forgotten. He said, you women need to realize for us guys, there is a very fine line between pursuing and stalking. And they said, we don't know when we, you know, are over the line.
Oh, it's a two-way street.
Well, women will just keep coming at you, won't they?
I'm just saying it's a two-way street, though, too.
Yeah.
And that's why legally it's been such a hard time pursuing stalking. But anyway, back to her cards. What do you see in her forecast?
What I see is that right now it's broken.
Okay.
Between.
You didn't say unmendable. You just said currently it's broken.
No, that's right.
She didn't say broken forever.
It's like
fractured.
Like a jaw or
well,
a leg.
Legs break.
Yeah.
But they can be mended.
They can be mended. Yes. So it wouldn't hurt to have a conversation. You know, he wouldn't go out to lunch with you or dinner. That would offend me, you know, when he did that. So I think he kind of set the stage. But after all you've done,
is he sorry that he did that? Or you can't see that?
In my view, I feel he's blaming you for everything.
Well, you know, Deb, I was talking to some girlfriends about it. It was a buildup. I was telling him, when you get your car, I'm not going to see you anymore. And he said, I was joking. I knew I was going to see you. I was just joking because we were together morning, noon, and night.
Yeah.
And part of it, I was a little bored, you know. I thought, oh, God, I wish you'd go home. And so then, I don't know, I just said things. I did say some stuff. And they were jabs. And they were couched innocently, but they were jabs. And he was being very sweet, very kind. And he was ignoring the jabs. And then, I don't know. Then there was, you know, then he, you know, then it became the way it did. So it wasn't like he all of a sudden put a Superman cape on and said, I'm getting the fuck out of here, creep. You know, it's not like that. I kind of was jabbing at him. Because during my private call with you. But I just felt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like
I have a question. And this kind of goes out to everybody that's on Facebook or Blog Talk. If somebody can't love you the way that you want them to, do you have a right to be mean to them? Or to...
No, nobody does.
Right, but people do.
And people do.
Because humans are humans. You know, if we were so perfect, we wouldn't have all these wars and all this other
and
shit.
And then the next day I came back again. I said I was sorry to him, and he said, I don't want you to say sorry to me anymore. He says, you need to change your behavior. And I said, well, you can't lecture me. And then it just went on from there.
That was really snotty.
That's somebody that is actually offering a little olive branch to say that, that guy
but
should have
see,
the olive
this is
branch.
What I do, there. Though. I will say something to him, and I just say something, you know, and I'll say, shut the fuck up, or I'll say something, you know, and then I'll go back and I'll say, oh, I'm sorry I said that.
STFU, remember that for me as well.
Shut
up, yeah.
STFU. No, I'm using that as an example. That's not a real example. I'm trying to think what else would be a good example. But it's not like, you know, I was angel, perfect.
Well, we understand. Well, because you're a human.
I tried to explain to him that it came out because it comes out sideways, you know, because I have these other things that I'm concerned about.
We'll do that. But here's the thing I've learned. I've studied Dale Carnegie stuff for years.
He stole money from
I
people.
Love that. From you?
Dale Carnegie was a money stealer.
He was a teacher of winning friends and influencing people. Dale Carnegie.
Yeah, and then he became like a gazillionaire doing that, right?
Yeah, he would hold classes all over the place.
Legal stealing.
Well, what he would teach you is how to approach people. And one of the things is if you're going to approach somebody that you already know is going to be defensive, he said, start out with as small an apology as you can think of to make. Because that will help to take them off the defense.
So a woman should walk up to a guy and say, I'm so sorry that you were born with a small dick. That'll like ease it, right? Make it okay?
No, but I think if she walked up to him and said, I'm sorry that you had the impression I was going to sleep with you last night. I'm sorry, I should have vocalized that I was not going to. Instead, I feel like I led you on. How can he be mad at her for that? Then I guess.
Why would I say that to him?
No, this was for Jim. Think of something. Like you said, you weren't very polite to him, or however you want to
word it. No, I wasn't. I was jabbing at him, and I was being, you know, I was being completely, like, you know, sweet about the jab, but he finally had enough.
So, maybe you need to think of that. And just say, you know, I don't feel right until I apologize to you. That isn't the person that I am.
That is not who I am. I am not that person. All right.
Okay.
It was all on. I'm not saying that Dale Carnegie was a crook.
I told you he was a legal crook.
Well, he kept training. He often trained trainers, in leadership positions, you know, like I've mentioned before, one of his theories was barrel
filling.
When
I use
filling,
the word crook, it doesn't mean like,
barrel empty.
I never said he was fucking Al Capone or Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, somebody else in the chat said something.
I was just saying he's one of those guys that knows, the fact that he knows how to manipulate people, guess what he's doing? He's manipulating them while he's making money.
Well,
telling them how to manipulate people.
Rachel says he trains gangsters to win people over.
He just trained whoever.
But, right.
I mean, whoever wanted to take... Well, I don't know that he was training gangsters. He's not that old, is he? When was he doing that stuff?
I don't know.
That was like in the... what? He's
probably dead now.
I mean, that stuff
I read
was,
this stuff like 40 years ago.
I mean, that was a long... That was gangster stuff. I mean, well, depends on what era.
Well, Lisa,
yeah.
I want you to know, and we'll talk to some more tomorrow, but I want you to know that I think he would really like to patch this up inside. I mean, he may act sometimes like a pompous ass, okay? But deep inside of him, he's got a heart that's a bowl full of Jell-O, okay? If anybody doesn't know what Jell-O is, gelatin.
I got you because of the international stuff, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what he's got. But he's got this bravado that he wears on the outside of him.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't make excuses for somebody that does that.
No, but she loves him.
Well, you know what? I love beer. I love a lot of coffee.
Does he love me, Deb?
Oh, Deb does. Deb, there you go. See, that's what matters. Does he love her?
He's always loved you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Then it's all okay.
And that's the thing. If it's real love, if somebody tells you I love you, real love is love that it outshines everything. There's no argument that could ruin that.
International
show
with Dr. Priya. I think she's in the Netherlands right now.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You know, when he was coming toward me and he was doing that gesture with the hat and the bike thing, and I anger was rising up inside of me because I was remembering when I had offered to take him. I said, can I take you to breakfast or lunch? And then, you know, yeah, for sure, Deb. I mean, fourth hour in, third hour in, I'm out here stranded. And I thought, what the fuck, man? I drove that guy around day and night, and I'm out here by myself. But he didn't know. He had taken off. He didn't know. If I had, you know, if I had
right.
Called him.
Yeah,
he couldn't have done anything. We don't have jumper cables. You know, I just have to wait for the, like I did, the dude came, he jumped me, and then we went, and then they put a new battery in, and it was cheaper than the dealership who was going to charge me three times as much. And it was just, so it ended on a happy note in that
way. You have to go to the dealership if you're independently wealthy.
Yeah.
Or the car's under warranty.
And, you know, when he tipped his hat to you, you could have played right along and been like a Southern belle and said, well.
But I didn't have it in my heart. I was pissed at him. I wanted to give him a finger.
You could have done that.
I was so mad.
You could have done that.
But now I've gotten past the anger, and I'm like, God, this is so sad.
Well, that's why you can make amends. You know,
I don't know. In the beginning, I made a lot of amends. I was apologizing. I was offering him meals. He said, this time I don't want to commit. But maybe he's had enough time to pass.
We have more callers.
And, you know, you can. Oh, God, it fell out of my head.
Start drinking again?
No.
They're
boomerangs. It will come back.
That bullshit there that's going on, I'd be freaking getting some scotch.
But that's you. That's what you do.
That's
the
voodoo that I do.
And you know, when you're troubled, drinking only magnifies
the
problem.
No, it depends.
It's a depressant. Of course it's going to.
If you drink till the bottle's empty and you fall asleep under the table, I didn't say get snot-slinging drunk.
No.
You can have a couple of cocktails, a couple of shots to mellow you out. I didn't say drink until the bottle's empty.
No, I do remember in that.
And then you can say open sesame to anyone that comes along. Open sesame, buddy.
That's right.
I have seen him.
This is open.
I have seen him laid out on the kitchen floor, and a son and I brought him a pillow and a blanket and left him there because there was no sense trying to. Yeah, I mean, he was...
How does this relate to exactly what we talked about?
You took us down the road. You had us cross that bridge.
No, I talked about over a relationship drinking. That what you're talking about is a party.
You know what happens, though?
That had nothing to do with each other.
No.
When people party to the extreme...
I bet you guys have fun when you go out to party. I bet you guys are the funnest group in the town.
Yeah, we used to.
This was about having, you're upset with a relationship and you go have a couple shots. That was not what you just brought up.
However, I will tell you, if you go out and you get snot slinging drunk.
Well, who's drinking here, Deb?
And you go to write on, say, Google or Gmail, do the math. Make sure you do the math equations before you send. Because if you are that drunk and you only get a couple seconds to unsend. But people who are drunk should not make phone calls, and they should not write
what
on now.
The sports guys have said, don't hit send.
Don't.
Save it as a draft.
And look at it tomorrow.
And look at it the next day. Don't hit send.
But you can
save
have,
as draft.
You can have little, like, 10 plus 6 equals and, you know, where you have to...
You know,
yeah, I've never been that drunk right
when
now.
When I was in
ever,
my second marriage,
ever.
My husband
yeah.
at that time was working That's for a place... Where they sent, and this was in the days where they would, anyway, they sent premium alcohol to the house where we were. And
I like it.
We went that night to a big old dinner that the company was paying for. It was really high caliber stuff. And I
Great.
Just remember drinking with them, and then we went to the dinner. And I remember sitting there, and then at one point, I remember everybody's face around me looking totally shocked at me. And then I don't remember anything until I was in my husband's bed with me. And I woke up, and then he got out of the bed. He was so angry at me, and he never told me what I did wrong. I never learned what I did wrong.
That's horrible. So you were, like, blacked out? What do they call it, a blackout?
Blackout, yeah.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Well, that happens.
I just remember
but,
they were all sitting
right
around the high-class dinner table at this restaurant. We were having prime rib and blah, blah, blah. And then I remember all their faces looking at me so totally shocked. I had said something. Who knows what I said, but nobody ever told me what I did.
You don't think you peed the floor or anything, did you?
You know, it could have been. I may have gotten up and peed on the prime rib. I have no idea.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, well, you know.
It must have been really something if he wouldn't tell you.
Or
I wish I could still ask him. Maybe I'll get a chance to ask him. I'll ask him, hey, remember that time? Maybe he forgot. But maybe he won't because maybe it was so horrible.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's embarrassing, but they realize it's a drunk thing and you just don't bring it up. Just let it go, you know. If it's something really horrible, like you started stabbing chickens and puppies or something, they're going to bring it up later. But if you just did some good stuff like you peed on the floor, you know, or something, it's a drunk thing. You let it go. You don't need to bring it up. It happens at parties or whatever.
I thought the lady was so cute that was dancing the other night, and she was so good at dancing. And if my knee hadn't been fractured, I would have gotten up there too. And she had all her drinks, and she was by herself, and she was so wild, and I loved it. I loved it. And she goes up to the musician that's sitting at the table, and she says, "Oh, I haven't been out in a long time, and I'm having such a good time." And I thought, I hope she doesn't have a hangover. She is really fun to watch.
Did she have a man there?
No.
Well, you don't know who she might have left with.
Was there some kind of interest in the Whisker Biscuit here?
No, people were pretty cool. They were pretty cool. You know, I was chair dancing. I chair dance or I get up and.
You could chair dance. Maybe somebody was thinking about somebody's bearded clam. I don't know.
No.
I'm just throwing shit out. I don't know.
Maybe a man in the audience was. I don't know.
Well, she might have got nailed after the bar closed.
No, I hate it when I get nailed. I hate it. You should be the nailer, not the nailee. All right, anyway.
Well, you know, alcohol makes you feel your wild oats, you know. And why do you think you like to feed them drinks, Jim?
Feed who drinks?
Women.
Oh, you don't feed them drinks.
What do you do?
They take the drinks. It's not like your feet are
here. You say, it's on me. You say, it's on me.
No, it's right here. Hey, I drink.
It's right here on between my on my chest, and it's on me. Come get it, ladies.
I'm just saying, feeding them drinks is like a sober guy trying to drink them up and be a raper.
You got to watch their fingers,
I'm just
too.
Saying.
There are.
Oh, signals. Not a raper, but. You know, you can get friendly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There are signals they can give you.
Don't go down that road, please. Please don't do these fucking stupid bar signals that nobody knows on earth.
About what they want to do to you.
Please don't do this.
What were the Master Chief's favorite sayings?
There was this guy new in the Navy. He had three rules of thumb. Don't wait for the ugly lights to come on. Go ugly early. If a woman doesn't meet your standards, you should lower them.
Yes.
And the last one is, no chick looks bad with your dick in her mouth. Three rules of thumb. That was the three rules of thumb. This one guy, that was his philosophy. It was not mine. That was his philosophy.
But he's right.
Well, really? How do you know?
I don't know.
How do you about the third one, Deb? How do you know about that one? Because you don't have a dick for a chick to look good with it in her mouth.
Well,
I can see the first one. You do not possess the equipment for the third one to give an opinion on. Right?
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Was that like a Freudian slip?
I don't know.
See, I can see it in a woman's eyes when they want you. We had at our favorite Mexican restaurant, that lady that brings the chips and salsa, she wants me. That lady.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know why, but I appeal to lesbians in a big way.
You know, Deb, you should print up some cards with your name on them and your phone number and just pass it out and say, you know, I could give you a consultation. You know, make it like a pseudo invite. You know, if you ever want
to. I get it.
Hey, you could take my job over as being a freelance gynecologist. That's my job.
You can say if you ever want to talk about pineapples.
Ah, yes, indeed. Or if you have a problem with a certain whisker biscuit. I am the woman for you, or the man, if that's me.
I think the best one-line pickup line that I ever heard, and it's old, and you're all going to say, oh, my God, that's got dinosaurs.
I'm probably going to puke.
Poop all over. A guy came up and he said, hey, my face is leaving in 5 minutes. Be on it. And then he was Yeah.
Well, there's one where a guy sits there.
Yeah.
He looks at the woman, looks at his crotch, looks back at the woman and say, well, it's not going to suck itself. There's a lot of body language.
You know,
I was
at a bar the other day, and this is a little bit different kind of bar, where there's a man in there that wears a gun on his hip. He calls the waitress. Her name is Ariel. Ariel, he called her Ariola. And I thought, oh, well, this is that.
That's nice. Maybe she has a sister named Clitoris.
What
is
he called?
Ariola.
Well, her name is Ariel. Her name is
Ariel.
How do you say it? Ariel? Yeah, Ariel.
Yes.
And
Ariel.
Then he was sitting at the bar, and he said, hey, Ariel, Ariola. I was sitting behind, and I thought, I'm glad I'm not having to do these jobs today.
Yeah, well, you know.
I did a stint as both a cocktail waitress and a bartender. I went to bartending school. The more that men drink, the nastier they're going to get. And then they leave you big tips. But it's all the shit talking that gets on my nerves, you know. It's all just bullshit.
That's life is bullshit.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
Yeah, let's get into philosophy. Life is bullshit. All right,
well,
that's all you need to know.
Did we give her a? No, she hasn't had a card yet.
A UPIO card. UPIO.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It says whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the fucking time.
Oh, so that would be hold
whatever
on
she's
on.
Thinking about. I don't know. You know, she has to take that philosophy and think about you can because you have the cards.
I would say.
What do you think it
that
means?
Card is saying, "Don't knock on his door yet."
Not yet.
No, I never knock on his door. When it's like this, I just kind of run out there if I hear him out there. But right now, I'm like my stomach is turning because he, you know, I mean, he was very friendly. When was it? Yesterday? You know, the tipping of the hat. I'm making a bigger deal out of it though. I keep talking about it. But he was very friendly then. He was very friendly. So I figure he got over his man. Yeah, he was entitled to some of his man. And I just wanted to sit down and kind of talk with him about it when he's ready to hear it. He runs. So he doesn't like to get into deep conversations.
No.
So I have to say it really fast. In one line.
He wants to put his head in the sand if there's anything kind of negative going on.
And that's why I say he loves to say to you and others, he had such a wonderful mother and upbringing. I have a feeling it was pure hell. And he
loved his mother. His upbringing was awful. His father was a monster. His father was a fucking dirtbag to him. He was awful.
His father should have gotten rid of him, but,
that's a different gender.
He took care of his father, and he's taking care of his sister. And he took care of his father. So he's just got some honor. He has an honor streak, you know.
The things are evolving, but when you look at people that were raised differently, they're from a different school of thought.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, I'll tell you what, pretty soon, all of us people that have kids, we're going to be kicked to the curb. They're not going to get two shits about us anymore. There's not going to be any honor about their fucking parents or anything anymore.
It's getting that way.
Yep.
You
but
know.
It is what it is, you know. You should make your own choice. All right, Deb.
What?
I think the clock is ticking. We can't really get one in now because it would run over. Cup would overflow.
Talkity tick.
That's right. You got it there, Lisa. All right. Thank you very much for holding for a good hour straight. That is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. A little Elvis for you.
You know we enjoy
Elvis has left the building.
That's right. That's right. Elvis lives.
So what are you doing this evening? Nothing?
I'm so exhausted. You know, I have the things for ribs. I came home and put the ribs in the oven. Usually I share them with him, but more for me, whatever. And
But you slow cook some.
Before I came home, I did a stint out in the desert just singing songs and blowing my hair in the wind and driving like 90 miles an hour where nobody could see me. Or maybe I was being watched by the law enforcement, me alone. I was trying to blow some steam off. And then I came home and just unloaded everything from the groceries. And I don't know. I hope, Deb, you don't think he'll reject me if I go out there and say hi to him? See him, I'm not going to pound on his door.
No, but remember, he may have a little bit of a defense up. He was trying in his way. Remember, we've already determined that he's kind of a dummy about women. You know, he doesn't know how to be.
Well,
did the Beatles sing that song?
Maybe you should dress up as a guy.
Get over it.
What?
Man wouldn't even bother with her grabbing his crotch and, you know, kissing her all over and it.
Maybe she get some of that. Remember back in the day when they had that spray paint? You could spray like hair on a bald head. It looked like hair. Maybe she'd spray some of that hair on her ass. So she had a hairy ass. Maybe
Shut
that would do
up.
It.
And moon him. Yeah, moon him.
That's right. With a hairy butt. Here's my hairy butt. All right, good night. Thank you, Catherine. She's got to go, apparently.
Yes. We want all of your cupcakes sold tomorrow before closing time. They're beautiful.
Closing time.
I bet you could do wedding cupcakes, and they'd be gorgeous. You know, they have these beautiful stands. I've looked at them. Amazon's got a bunch. They're so beautiful.
She's probably looking at
them. You could put a whole bunch of really sweet, cupcakes. How about... I used to buy from a lady here. Remember the rum cakes? They had 151 rum in them. They were awesome.
Yeah, I know that somebody at work, there was a person at work who had a mom that actually was at work too. Sometimes
this was Kim Beaver's mother.
But I'm just saying,
Kim
somebody
Beaver.
At work made a pretty bad rum cake too, badass one too. Yeah.
And she would only charge like $10. But they were full of the, maybe Catherine might experiment with some booze.
We bought some, I can't remember the name of the place, but there was a place, it was like Red Truck Bakery that would sell.
Yes.
They sold some really good rum cakes, and there was like a chocolate moonshine cake that was pretty badass too.
It was.
It was super good.
I think they're still in business.
Yeah, I think it was called Red Truck
Red
Bakery. I don't know. But I bought a moonshine cake, and I bought like a frickin' the traditional rum cake. We had them at work. It was good. It was good stuff. Now, they didn't totally jack it up, probably, because they're regulated a little bit, you know. You can only make things so. All right, Deb, let's
good night, sweet time, and pleasant dreams.
You're here tomorrow? You're here tomorrow. Good night.